I'm hungry, but, you know, there's people who do without for days at a time and, you know, are less fortunate situations.
That's what happens when you get stuck for hours on an icy road and there is no place to pull over. Hey, America, has that happened to you? It's not such a unique thing this winter. You might have heard of the problems they had in Atlanta a month and a half ago, or Raleigh, or Texas, and parts between and far away in the Northeast, in the Southeast, in the Midwest. We get it. It's been rough. It's been rough. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Pretty soon you'll be able to put the shovels away in a couple of weeks. What are we, flipping back, right? Spring back. I have to admit, I like it when you get the extra, or spring forward, not back. Springing forward I don't like because you lose that hour. I'd rather fall back. However, I like what it implies, that spring is almost here. They're not thinking about the weather quite as much in the Ukraine. They're thinking about the future. And the United States is saying forget any military cooperation between the U.S. and Russia at this point. Russia now 16,000 troops in and around the Ukraine. And the situation is a little chaotic, although there aren't people protesting. There isn't anyone in charge at this point. The scary part is what's been exposed, and it's the weakness in the economy. The U.S. talking about $1 billion pledging economic handouts, I guess, or loan, I'll call it, to the Ukraine. However, all of that has to go through Congress. The president is pushing for that. So the struggle for Crimea is the thing that is so at stake here, the battle. Back and forth and back and forth. And Putin is the throwback guy. He's all Cold War. And people are talking about Putin being more of a leader than Obama. Rudy Giuliani, who ran for president, the former mayor of New York, that's what he said. He said Putin is the guy who's standing tall in the saddle compared to the president trying to figure out what to do, for example, in the Syria situation. First, we were going to do something in Syria. Then the president was going to act on his own. Then he was going to get congressional approval. Then he wanted the UK. They said no. Then it looked like Congress was going to say no. Then he was going to go away. Then he decided not to do it. So you get it. The back and forth, which is what Giuliani is pointing out and saying, Putin gave Obama the out after Obama had said Syria's use of chemical weapons would constitute a red line demanding U.S. action. Indecision is not the best friend of the people who occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So that was the point that Rudy Giuliani was trying to make. There isn't time to constantly figure things out. Sometimes you got to call it. And then you look like a leader. He says Putin decides what he wants to do and he does it in a half day. Ooh. So a lot of people criticizing the president for his reaction to what's going on now in the Ukraine. You know, and I have to agree that it's better to act decisively. Think back to the Reagan Declaration, the evil empire. Putin harkens back to that. I mean, really, the Iron Curtain might have been lifted, but it's almost a rollback now of what we're seeing. The Ukrainians want to fight for their democracy. Why can't they fight for their democracy. They're laying down their weapons. And then the question also becomes, should Americans care what happens in the Ukraine? I mean, certainly from a humanitarian point of view, we don't like the images of people being tortured or brutalized because they're protesting. Unless they're out of control and it's a back and forth thing, and still the torture thing, there's no way we think that's good, right? But the back and forth of the protesters versus the police, and then what happens? So, I mean, here we go again. We're being jerked around in the middle of this. So who has to be stopped? Or not stopped? So what's the point? Is the point that do we just let everybody sort it out for themselves? Or no? I mean, it's been a rough 18 months. When you think of everything with the NSA, and Putin has really stuck his finger in the eye of Barack Obama. There's no question about it. Starting with the whole Snowden thing. And then Obama not going to the Olympics. Of course, he wasn't going to go to the Olympics. So there's been this undercurrent that's been happening here. And now there really is something at stake. 45 million people occupying a piece of land that Russia would really like to have under its wing again. In fact, even lending money and then freezing it once the president of the Ukraine was gone. So should the U.S. not be involved in this? Should the U.S. act with a stronger fist? And what's at stake is taxpayer money, lives, connections to the people in that area, people that live in the United States, and also the world view of the U.S. So the U.S. has suspended trade and military talks with the Russians. And they're talking about the possibility of more sanctions, deeper sanctions. While China says, we're supporting you. That's never good. But this keeps happening. It's Russia and China, thrown in Iran. And when Hugo Chavez was alive, thrown in Venezuela. And at this point, do we send, sending U.S. ships to the Black Sea? So the struggle for Crimea is far, far, far from seeing its last days. I think it's about to get much nastier. And there is a broad range of options that the U.S. is looking at when it comes to sanctions on Russia. We're going to talk about them next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing you've seen naked.
Thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. So here's a scoop on the options that Washington is talking about that they could impose on Russia unless the tensions stop in the Ukraine, right? From the State Department, what they're saying is they're prepared to move forward on Putin. They didn't say Putin, but they said on Russia. And what specifically they're pointing out is the G8. It looks like they're not going to, there's no preparation meetings this week for the summit in Russia in June. So that's one thing. There's no time frame for the sanctions, but they're considering a few things that they can do in the peninsula, and a lot of it has to do economically with what they would support and not support. And not having that summit, of course, would be a very big deal. Not having the G8, because that's a prestigious kind of deal with the group of eight, of the industrialized nations. And if they're incompatible, if Russia is stripped of its membership, that's a pretty big blow for all the groundwork that was laid with that. Although I think deep down, does Putin care that much? I'm not so sure. To save face, he cares. But really, behind closed doors, he does care about the economics of what goes on in Russia, because he doesn't want to see that in any way harm. So anything that smashes into the economy is key. And the G8 summit not being there that can be key because of the amounts of people that come in, all the things connected to it, even economically what that means for Sochi, because, of course, you just had the Olympics there. Now you have these place, the place that has all these different things that they'll need to host to try to make up some of that money. But I don't think they should wait. I mean, how much should the U.S. wait before they take any action? Here's the thing. I don't think they should wait too long. Make a decisive maneuver if they're going to do it. You almost get the sense, when I was just describing what Giuliani thought of Obama's response compared to Putin's. And, of course, you could say, well, yeah, he's a Republican, and he, of course, he doesn't like Obama's policies. But the point of the indecision, I think, is well taken. Here's an area where you don't want to be indecisive. Listen, we're thinking of a couple of different possibilities. Boom, that's it. End of story. Don't say anything more. And then just make the move when they're going to do that. And maybe you don't want to go off without the rest of the European community there, but I think they will be if it gets worse. But you also don't want to go back and forth. Step in, step out, step in, step out. Because then it doesn't hold any weight. We see what happens with Iran. If the U.S. gets involved, it's just going to be financially. I don't think anything else will happen. And they'd have to get that in Congress approval. But if you think of some of the gridlock that's been there, would they be able to do that? And they couldn't get into the buildings on Monday because of the snow. So there was no progress that was going to happen thanks to the snow. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is going to Kiev and is actually already there, and he's trying to defuse the situation before it boils over and then talk about some of the possible sanctions if the conflict keeps going on. They could do visa bans, asset freezing if they wanted to, break up the whole trade thing. The ruble's spiraling down, so they're feeling the impact. They wouldn't want that. And the NATO situation is the thing that would really be killer, too. Really killer. But any U.S. action, militarily, whatever else, there's already a rift. There's going to be a valley between the U.S. and Russia because it's been frosty. And Russia could shut off the flow of natural gas to several of our allies in Europe because so many rely on that. And probably I bet you anything that's what Putin would do. On the other side of this, I don't know. Because it's back and forth, planting little seeds here and there. So I'm not sure what direction ultimately the course would take, other than it'll be discussed to death before any action is taken. And Russia's already asking Ukrainian soldiers to defect with all the tension. I mean, they're not even asked, they're demanding that the Ukrainian soldiers defect. They say they're not threatening them, but demanding. Not threatening, but demanding. That's confusing to me. And some soldiers have offered to switch sides. So the two nations, the military separate, the boundaries between the two, it's rough sledding. It's rough sledding. And if Putin decides to take any kind of action, he's decisive. He'll do it. He'll do it. If that's what he wants to do. If it's more than saber rattling, if he decides, let's just do it, then they're more than capable of pulling that off. And I'm not so sure that we can say 100% that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And they're demanding, Russia's demanding, Putin's demanding, that Ukrainian forces leave Crimea by 10 o'clock in the evening. If they refuse, they're saying a military storm would start. Whew. Scary, scary, scary to think of that. And deadlines are looming. Looming. So whatever voices need to be heard on this, it has to happen quickly. I mean, this is a move that you can't sit on and sit on and sit on like they've been doing in Washington. It has to be quick. It has to be decisive. And that's it. That's it. Just make the move. Or not. I love this. I love the promises of people who have been into their seats pretty deep. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying that he'll have a more open floor in committees, will have more independence and authority if he becomes the majority leader next year. Oof, can you imagine that with this group they have now? Big changes would have to happen. And Chris Christie, just when you think he doesn't have a friend, he does. Arizona Senator John McCain says the governor of New Jersey is still a viable candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, despite being stuck in the quicksand of the Bridgegate scandal. To that I say, baloney. I would be stunned if he were. He would have to make such a 180. I don't think so. I don't think so. What do you think? Send me your thoughts. I love it. Chris Christie, he has to come up at least once on this show, once a week, right? So is a John McCain endorsement enough to keep his name fluid out there for 2016? Think about it. Stay with us.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations. Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV. the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Tonight, how many of you have fantasized about living off the grid, right? A lot of people talk about it, but do they really do it? Wait till you meet our next guest. Rich Sheban is in our virtual green room right now, and he's a guy who grew up just like me in New York, but apparently he liked the outdoor life too. I'm going to let him tell his story, kind of that dual existence. And he chose to live off the grid. He's written a book about it, and we're going to talk about that. But, Rich, first of all, thanks for coming on the show. Did you have to walk far to get a phone?
You know what? We dovetail 19th century skills with 21st century technology around here. And I have a computer. I have a phone. So some of the modern appliances and technologies that we don't have, we do not miss, like television, for example.
Yeah, so here's what you do. You're growing up in New York, and then you decide to move to Montana. Why Montana? How'd you pick Montana?
Well, first of all, I've always had a love for nature. Everything about the wild world, the natural world, made sense to me. And I could see what was happening financially, economically, socially, and politically in this country. And I can see that the middle class would be unable to control its own destiny. So those were the two main reasons that brought me out to Montana. It was a dream. It was a goal. And I don't want to get your listeners the wrong impression. I love New York. I love growing up there. You know, I grew up in the 70s era, during the nightclub era, and the early 80s as well. And, you know, I had a lot of fun. But I also was in the Boy Scouts for many years. I was also going to day camps and overnight camps. And I went to as much fishing as I possibly could in the metropolitan area, even some hunting and trapping. I used to remember dancing all night, Kate, and have my fly rod, my waders, and my fly fishing vest in the trunk of my car. I'd drive 2.5-3 hours north, not even sleep, and go fly fishing. So I've always had this innate love for nature.
Yeah, so as you said, being able to do that, you were kind of doing what I said in the beginning. You had this kind of dual existence, and you said it was a dream to be able to go to a place like Montana, and you were able to do it pretty early. What finally, you know, when did you finally know, okay, I have this together, I can do this, I can pull this off? Because you were in your 20s, right?
Yeah, I was 26 when I left. I started my first little bit of equity. It was a roach-infested trailer. I had a bomb for cockroaches once a month. I had to break the ice in the toilet because it was a really old trailer. I ended up buying a newer trailer, putting it on the site in a trailer park, and then selling it. And things fell into place. I was working for I worked for two pharmaceutical industries back east. One, I was the first sales trainee. And I kind of, one of my first goals was to get a forestry degree. And I got a degree up in the Adirondack Mountains, upstate New York, and I tried to get a job interview with the National Forest Service, which was going to be my most realistic ticket to go into Montana. And they told me right at the interview they would not hire me as a white male. So I had to switch gears, go back to school, and I ended up getting 3 degrees. I spent over 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry, and most of it actually here in Montana. And even though my health is not the greatest, it all worked out, and I'm living my dream.
Yeah, and you talk about living your dream. What are some of the things that, if you want to live off the grid, and like I said, we're going to talk about actually your book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-the-Grid Living in Montana, but what are some of the things that you discovered you could do and actually worked out pretty well? You didn't have to have all that stuff.
Well, you know what? We live pretty rugged, Kate. I know people who have larger amp-hour solar systems than we do, and even a 48-volt system. We have a 24-volt system, 675 amp-hours. I know people who have every appliance, including big-screen TVs, who also live off-grid. But we live pretty rugged because this is the way we choose to live. We have no traditional running water, no traditional flushing toilet. We have no interior pipes. We have no water heater, no pressure tank. We heat the cabin with an Amish wood cook stove, and that's how we heat our water as well and cook. So we're living this way because this has always been my dream to live off the land. We hunt for our meat. We catch our own fish. We can everything. We don't own a freezer. Again, no TV, no microwave. This is just a great life because, especially when you have, I've got two types of spinal stenosis. I've actually lost 90% of the strength of my arms. And this lifestyle actually keeps me alive. It keeps me from being a cripple. I do everything with moderation and modification. And if I was just sitting behind a desk or sitting in front of the blue light laying on the couch all the time, I think I'd be a goner.
Yeah, wow. So well said, because you're able to get yourself out there and you're living off the land. I mean, you truly are living off the land. Do people ask you for advice when they want to try to make that transition?
Well, all the time. And the biggest reason is not just their love for nature, Kate. The biggest reason is why they're asking me, and that's why I have so many. The first half of my book is talking about the why we need to be more self-sufficient, more tangible as a people. The middle class is losing ground, and they're looking for a plan B, a plan C. They're looking for some type of alternative life choice from the faulty American dream where they're not just a hamster on a wheel running to nowhere. So I get a lot of questions, and I try to help as many people as I can. In fact, I have a goal to help at least one person every day, and that's one of my purposes for doing this, these radio shows and writing this book, because I just, too many people are losing their homes, their home equity, their dreams. The middle class is stagnant at best, and with all the corruption and manipulation and this emperor has no clothes society that we live in, people are not gaining ground, and I want to try to be an answer to some people where they can regain some of their lives and control some of their own destiny.
Wow, what a great goal, one person every day. And people can take baby steps, right, Rich?
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't do it. When I first moved from New York to Montana, I had to get my third college degree. I had to save up money. You know, I had roadblocks like a divorce. My health was a huge roadblock. Nothing in life is going to be easy, folks. And if you really want it, and you don't want to go into your deathbed being a someday aisle, you know, you got to go for your dreams and your goals, no matter, even if they're as humble as mine, which is living off the land, living off the grid.
Yeah. And one thing that people can do, and I'm sure, and you say in the first part of your book, you talk about why being self-sufficient. And do you think that even now, and you've said this, that it's more apparent that that kind of stuff has to happen for people because it's more now the have and the have not? So if you're the haves, then you're living a whole different lifestyle than the people who keep trying to make it, but they're living paycheck to paycheck and they're just burdened by debt, right?
Absolutely. And I talk, and that's why I talk again about the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why. I shoot political correctness in the head, and I talk about how so many people, as per, because of the powers that be, their opinion, even their opinions are being changed through threats, intimidation, bribery, blackmail, shaming. This is nothing but force and fear. And I just feel that as an American, because I consider myself, I call myself an average Joe, non-hyphenated American, okay? Now, that being said, I think that if you look at the statistics out there, Kate, 90% of people live in urban America. 10% live rurally. Okay, I feel that our economy, our dollar, and I just talk about all this in the book, is hanging by a thread. Especially the reserve currency status, which is the U.S. dollar for oil money. I think it's all hanging by a thread. And until we come up with a plan where we can all have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities for everybody, where we don't have, you know, all these different groups. We're not, all of our sober liberties and our rights, our Constitution was made for individual, by individual merit. And we're being looked at by groups. And people don't know where to turn. They don't know how to proceed. Everybody's stagnant and stifled. And I just feel if we can reverse the centralization of America, I try to make this clear on every radio show that I'm on. Every state has rural ground. Even Jersey. I make that as a joke, because if anybody's ever been to Jersey, you got to ask yourself, no way. But every state has rural ground. And if people could start moving to the country, getting a little acreage, you're going to make up so much ground just because your taxes and insurance are going to be so much less. Look at the Generation X, Y, and what do they call it, the millennium after that?
Yeah, millennium.
Look at the savings and investing rates of those generations. How are they going to buy your house for profit, especially when they don't have anything saved? And the taxes are so high, so many people in urban suburbia aren't even looking at a home as being an investment anymore. So this is why I'm such a proponent of buying a little acreage, living humbly, growing your own garden, not having to worry about GMO food. One out of two of us are dying of cancer. There's enough evidence out there that shows that GMO food causes cancer. It causes DNA changes and our organs. It creates failure in our organs. And then there's steroids, hormones, antibiotics, and our meat. I mean, you can't even go to the store without buying meat that doesn't have red dye in it.
I know.
This is a very healthy lifestyle that even if you don't have full strength, even if you're older, you can you will appreciate nature. You'll be happier. And I'll tell you something, folks. People, I am a huge proponent of synergy. The powers that be are doing everything to divide us, okay? And I talk about the triple D effect, and basically that means...
Rich, hang on a second. Hang on a second. We're up against it. We want to talk about the triple D effect. Can you hang with us?
You betcha.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the triple D effect in just a second. We're back with Rich Sheeban with more Living Off the Grid. He's doing it. You can do it, too. We're going to talk more about that coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663
866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, we're back with Rich Sheeben, and of course, as we mentioned, he's living off the grid in Montana. He's written a book called One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. You were talking about the Triple D effect when we had to step aside. Tell us about the Triple D effect.
Well, the Triple D effect is my own little concoction, and it's basically one of the reasons why the middle class is so suppressed, Kate. And the Triple D effect is we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. So the American people are looking for a game plan that they can succeed at, that they can eat healthy, that they can be happy. And I also have a little saying about that. In fact, it's on my website. The happiest people don't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. The wealthiest person is not the person with the most stuff, but the person who needs the least. And if you could live out in the country and really change your priorities, you will not just be happier, but you'll be healthier as well. Because we are on a path, folks, as Americans, that where everything that's happening we're going to lose the ability to be happy, healthy, or even human. It's all going to fade away. And I can see that so many things are being diminished: value, appreciation, trust, respect, love, and forgiveness. And we need to have a balance in nature. And the best balance isn't going home and watching blue lights or some type of television or something, and the other half being working. The balance is city and country life. The balance is nature. The balance is appreciating and smelling the coffee and having some free time to realize what's really important in life. And the best thing that I feel is the ability to help people. I really enjoy helping other people. And if we all did that, if we just helped one person every day, our society would be so much better. But the powers that be are dividing us. And that's why I'm such a huge proponent of this lifestyle.
Yeah, how did we lose our way? Why did it become such a grab bag?
Well, people can, you know, a lot of people throw out greed and things like that, but what's really hurt, a lot of people blame ignorance, apathy, and indifference, mm-hmm. but what's really destroying middle-class success is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. Mm. This is enormous. Political correctness, Kate, is destroying us. And in the meantime, we're insulting every minority, every woman out there with all this victim group and protectionist group status. And we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities. And until we do that, there will be no success for the middle class. And the powers that be will keep everybody under their footprint. And right now in America, 93% of people are stagnant. And can I throw a couple of statistics at
you? Yeah, let's hear them.
Okay. In the 1970s, 1 out of 50 Americans were on food stamps. Today it's 1 out of 6.5, 1 out of 6 for welfare. The bottom 50% of income earners in the U.S. collectively own less than 1% of the national wealth. So much for equality, fairness, and tolerance. The people who are preaching this aren't practicing it. And we need to hold people's feet to the fire. For the first time in the U.S., banks own a greater share of residential net worth than all the individual Americans put together. 83% of the stocks are owned by 1% of the people. And that's why, you know, there's three main investments. And I talked about this in my book, stocks, bonds, real estate, and precious metals. Anything that's paper, that's not tangible, can be manipulated. Corruption and manipulation is so prevalent today, Kate, that consumer demand and confidence is almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
We have a massive explosion in debt for households, corporations, and government. Savings is dropping like a rock. The government sector makes 60% more than the private sector counterparts, and their pensions are $5 trillion in the hole. And since 2008, the public sector wages have gone up 12%, the private sector has gone down quite a bit. I mean, everything that makes sense is we're going the opposite direction. The road to prosperity for a nation isn't a straight highway. You got to make turns and curves. You got to turn on Logic Lane. You got to turn on Common Sense Avenue. You have to have Equal Accountability Boulevard there too. I mean, we're getting to the point that we have a special tiered system of rules, laws, and accountabilities, and people are giving up. We're taking away everything that makes us human. And that's why living in nature and having this balance, to me, is so important. And I want to make it perfectly clear, folks. If you read my book, you will see that I'm an average Joe. I'm not any smarter, any better than anybody listening to this program. Okay? But I had a dream. I had goals. I saw what was happening. I was blessed to have a little foresight and a little tenacity. And I'm living this way, and I feel an obligation to share some information with the American people so they can maybe change their lives. And it shouldn't matter what skin color you are. It shouldn't matter what gender you are. Nothing should matter. We should be judged in getting a job by hard work. This is the following criteria I have in my book. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, diligence, tenacity, and principle. And if we did that, we wouldn't have the powers that be basically pointing fingers and making everybody angry and against each other. We need synergy. We don't need any more division, or else we're going to have at least a race war, and our economy is ready to collapse as we're speaking. So I hope I can give some little tidbits of information that might be able to make everybody's life a little better.
Yeah, and we've talked about your book, again, One New York Man's Journey to Off the Grid Living in Montana. So give us a few, we have a couple of minutes left, give us a few things that people could kick into place right now to start doing some of the things that you've obviously done very well.
Okay, so you want solutions regarding the tangible aspects of my life living off the
grid.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, getting healthy is so important, folks. I have some hints on consuming foods that are non-GMO, that are basically immune stimulants. Like, for example, sugar is an immune suppressant. So eating healthy is so important. If I didn't eat this way with the spinal stenosis I have, I have stinging and burning in my arms and spine every day. Sleeping is very difficult for me, but if I didn't have my diet and the little chores that help me move around my hobby farm, I'd be a cripple right now, or at least half a cripple. So being healthy and eating the right foods is so important. Keep away from hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, okay? I personally think keeping away from city water, any municipal water. I'm not a big fan of bottled water either, because there's still chlorine in that. I like I think well water is very important for a lot of people in urban suburban America. I know it's very difficult to do, but I think there's some health issues with all the chemicals that we're ingesting in our food, water, and air. The next thing I would do is get together with like-minded people. I get a lot of questions, whether I'm giving a radio talk or a talk in general. Well, I don't have that much money. Well, I'm finding people, communities, all over this country who are getting together with like-minded people. They're going to Liberty meetings and just keep away from the followers. Get together with the thinkers and say, hey, I want to move to the country. What skills do you have? One person might have a little extra money or capital. One person might have some building skills. One person might know how to hunt and fish and grow a garden and build a greenhouse and know animal husbandry. One person might not know how to put a solar array together so you can live independently. One person might have a job already at home where they can make money off the internet. They're making money and they can create cash flow for the group. One person might stay in the country after the first initial purchase is done and be the caretaker while the final bunch of people get their ducks in a row in the city to move to the country. Communicate. And I hope I was redundant on the word synergy. Communicate, negotiate, be synergistic, not division. Put everything on paper. If you want to do this, it doesn't matter what your capital is. It matters what your capital, with how much money you have, a little bit, but it matters what your skills are. Barter your skills. Get with the right people. And if you really want to do this, if nature really is calling your name and you like variety and you don't like the politically correct cookie cutter follower mentality that we're living in, that most people are living in this world, break free. Go for it. There's nothing in life is guaranteed. There's risks for everything that we do. Mm. There's always unforeseen circumstances, but I say go for it.
Yep, absolutely. What a great conversation. Rich, if somebody wants to get your book, where can they get it?
Well, if you want to go to my website, it's real easy to remember. See, it's actually easier than the title. It's offgridmontana.com. That's offgridmontana.com, and Montana is not abbreviated. It is spelled out. And I got some neat things on there, some information about the book, including the table of contents, a little summary in there. I'm warning everybody, there's my little disclaimer, there's a hunting and fishing category in there as well, but you don't have to go in there. There's farm animals, there's just a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And
I gotcha.
And I have some neat trail cam pictures in there, Kate, where I have a picture of even a mountain lion on my property.
I love it. Rich, we are out of time. Go to his website, get his book. This is terrific stuff. Thanks, Rich.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.